A major snowstorm hit Colorado late last week, impacting the wheat and the cattle industries. Even today, the industries are assessing the loss. American Cattle News contacted Sean Martini, the Vice President of Advocacy at the Colorado State Farm Bureau office in Centennial.
So on the night of Friday, April 28th, and through Saturday, April 29th, far southeastern Colorado in Baca and Prowers counties was hit with, in some places, up to 2.5 feet of very heavy wet spring snow. And it caused quite a few problems, both with the farmers in the area. Baca County is the state's third largest producer of wheat, and the weight of the snow and the temperatures that we got down to has probably damaged or killed the vast majority of the wheat acreage in that county. And it caused quite a lot of problems for cattlemen in the area. There was a lot of heavy blowing snow. It was blizzard conditions for over 12 hours.
Martini said thousands of cows probably succumbed to the elements.
That wet, heavy snow will get up into their lungs and actually cause drowning. There were a lot of calves on the ground that became stranded in large snowdrifts. And currently, today, on Friday of the next week, folks are still trying to find hundreds of lost cattle scattered all over the county and assess the damage to their wheat crop.
Martini said there's a lot of cattle still missing due to the fierce winds that push the cattle around.
You know, a lot of the times the snow will drift up and make it easy for them to get over fences and that sort of thing. And so there are a lot of folks who have a lot of cattle missing and are presuming them dead. There are a lot of folks who have neighbors and even cattle from people several miles away from the ranch, to the point where they don't even necessarily recognize the brands.
That's Sean Martini with the Colorado Farm Bureau. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with American Cattle News.